Coach currently is on with us right now. Coach, we are live on the air and excited about the game on Thursday night. And first of all, let's recap a little bit how you think the preseason went for the Michigan Tech football team going into this first game against Wayne State.
Well, I thought our energy all camp was very good. Dirk, you know, the players did everything that we asked. You know, I think there's a really good senior leadership with 19 seniors. You know, they've been there before. I mean, those guys were part of a championship team 2 years ago, and you know, played on that, and you know, and that's where they set their goals. So you know, the energy was good. I don't know if we're as sharp as I would like to be, but I guess that every coach would probably say that.
Well, Coach, talk about how I guess start with the defensive side of the ball. You got some new personnel, excuse me, there with Tim Driscoll leaving and Steve Olson stepping in. How has that transition gone, and how do you feel about the defensive side of the ball going in?
Well, the staff's transition has gone very smoothly. You know, everybody on the staff have all been here. You know, multiple years, are very familiar with the players, very familiar with the scheme, very familiar with, you know, protocol and you know, how we do things. So that's gone very well for us.
And then when you look at the offensive side of the ball, obviously starts with Tyler Scarlett and his abilities, 4-year starter for you. But you also return your top tailback and your top receiver, and I bet most coaches across the country would like that combination.
Yep, that's something that I'm sure you're right, Wes, that everybody would like to have that. It all starts with the Q. You know, we all know that, regardless of the level that you're at, you know, and we've got one that we wouldn't trade right now for anybody. You know, he's got all the records in 3 years, and now he's got can bust them all up by himself in his fourth year. We do have a returning tailback that, you know, was over a 1,000-yard gainer for us. We've got three people on our front that have all had starting experience, and then we lost one receiver, but three of the other four that were, you know, most of the playing time are all back for us there on offense.
Coach, you look at the records for Scarlett at this point with a whole season. You know, I just looking at Wes's notes yesterday about you know, what he's done and how far ahead he is. You've obviously coached a lot of quarterbacks with a whole year ahead of him, and I know we don't want to jump too far ahead here, but does he have the potential to put up numbers that, you know, could possibly never be broken?
You know, the game has changed so much that you know, now you're throwing the ball so many more times than you did in the past, and you see you know, each year that all those numbers are, you know, your Baylors and people like that are just, you know, throwing the ball all over the continent, and so I think, you know, passing yardage numbers have increased yearly, and I think that's a trend throughout college football. You know, in our situation, you've got a young man that's going to be a 4-year starter for you, and you know, if you're a 4-year starter, that gives you one extra year or two extra years, you know, to accumulate stats, and you know, and he's just had a great career. You know, he's as accurate with the football as anybody I've been around.
You've coached, obviously, players at the Division I level. You know, compare Tyler to some of the guys you had at that level. Could, you know, is he a guy that you know, if things would have gone right recruiting, he could have been playing at a higher level?
I told him 2 weeks ago at a practice that, you know, it's my opinion and that's all it was. But, you know, having been at that level, I felt I at least had some knowledge on it. I feel he would play in the Mid-American Conference. I've felt that all along. You know, and comparing him to some of the, you know, the All-MAC quarterbacks that we had at Central, he's right there. He's probably as accurate, maybe more accurate than anybody that I've, you know, ever had the, you know, the fortune to be around.
Well, Coach, we play Wayne State this weekend, a team that we're pretty familiar with. I think if I looked right, we have had some pretty good success down in Detroit, winning, I think, two of the last three there. We've had their number for the most part in the last three, four, 5 years. How different is this Wayne State team from the end of last season to the beginning of this season, do you think?
Well, they got hurt last year with some injuries, I think, that caused them. You know, they were 3-2 at home, and then, you know, and then I think they were 0-5 or 0-6 on the road. But, you know, their only two losses at home, I think, were Grand Valley and Saginaw, both in close football games. So they played very well there. You know, they gave us all we wanted. We were very fortunate to get out of here at the end of the season last year with a, you know, with a win. And they've got, I think, 7 or 8 starters back on both sides of the ball. You know, it's their opener. you know, we had a great football game with them, oh, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago on an opener down at third place, and it went right down to the wire. And, you know, and that's what we expect. I think the team that probably makes the fewest mistakes and executes the best will probably come out on top.
When you look at the conference and how things are, you know, shaking out right now, and just in what you see teams bringing back, is it another case where the GLIAC North is just loaded from top to bottom, and you know, there's 4 or 5 teams in there, it looks like to me, that can walk away with this thing?
Well, there's no question that we're, you know, probably as even or balanced or as good a division as you want. And in case in point is 2 years ago when, you know, 4 of us were all 7-3 and, you know, beat each other up. And, you know, so that could happen. I think it starts with Grand Valley. I'm sure they'll be picked, and we're picked to, you know, to win it, having gone all the way to the national semis. You know, on the other side, Ohio Dominican had a great year last year and was undefeated. You know, another football team that, you know, that we played and got us good at their place last year was Findlay. And, you know, and Ferris, I think, will be a really good football team. You know, Saginaw loses some skill, but, you know, I think they're in a place where they reload instead of rebuild.
Yeah. How about what's the schedule for the Huskies this week? You guys, already being Tuesday and the game's only 2 days away, what's the schedule for the team?
Well, we've tried to keep ourselves on a Saturday, you know, lineup. So we got to add 2 days to every day. So Sunday was Tuesday, and now today is our normal Thursday. That's our polished day. We will practice today and then get on the bus early tomorrow morning and then get down in there. And then Thursday we will, you know, have our normal day with meetings and walkthrough, and then, you know, get on the bus. And we're, I think, a 6 o'clock game for Comcast down there at Tom Adams Field.
How important is that extra couple of days for the following week when you take the long trip to Canton, Ohio?
Well, I think for us this year, I think it's huge, Dirk, in that, you know, we got to go back-to-back road trips, and that second one is an Ohio trip, and that, you know, that extra couple of days where we get back on Friday and you have Friday, Saturday, and probably an extra practice, because we'll practice on a Monday, which we normally don't do, to give us one more practice before we get on the bus, you know, next Thursday. I'm for that. I think it. I'm hopeful that it'll help us.
Wayne State picked to finish 6th in the North, the Huskies 4th. They will battle on Thursday evening. Again, our pregame 5:30 right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Michigan Tech taking on Wayne State. The following week they'll be at Malone. Get ready for the home opener. Saginaw Valley State, homecoming weekend, September 20th at Sherman Field, 1 o'clock. You're not going to want to miss that. And Coach, we of course want to remind everybody about the VIP 4-pack still on sale, but I understand once again doing very well.
We've heard those reports. I haven't gone down to the ticket office, but you know, I think it's a great deal. You know, the teams that we have coming in, you know, Saginaw, Ferris, Grand Valley, all those teams coming in, Ashland. I mean, those are some heavy hitters. They should be great football games. You know, it's gone great. We appreciate, you know, everybody that's purchased those tickets, and hope that you know, that continues. And we're looking for another good fall.
Coach, have a safe trip. Have a great game down there, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Okay, guys. Have a good day.
All right, Coach Curley here on Mix 93 WKMJ, talking about the big game against Wayne State coming up on Thursday evening, 5:30 pregame right here on The Mix.